You're listening to the Shift Starter Daily with head shift starter Anthony Trucks.
It's about motivating the doers.
Discover the tools you need to elevate your life and business and ultimately make shift happen.
The number one enemy for you is complacency.
Power up your day with purpose, clarity, and powerful actions to reach your goals.
You will believe in yourself.
It's time. Let's get shift started.
Happy Tuesday. We're into it. Right now, you are listening to these episodes, just so you know, and I am not home. These are pre-recorded, you know, and I listen to these, and actually I record these at different times, but right now I'm on a cruise in Alaska, and it's cool because I get to spend solo time with my family. You know, I get to pull away and engage and do cool things. It's a different kind of, you know, trip though. We're doing a cruise, and most of the time the cruises you go on, you picture the Caribbean and it's nice and tropical. And we've been to like St. Martin's and Turks and Caicos and, you know, Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico. We've been to all these cool places and it's a blast, you know? But the cool thing is it's going to be different when it's a sightseeing, hangout, you know, rainy weather. It should be interesting to have fun and watch. But there's something unique about the solo stuff that I enjoy. Matter of fact, this last week on Sunday, my daughter and I, we got up. It was Sunday. All the boys, you know, boys were sleeping. Wife was sleeping. She kind of got up. My wife got up. And then it ended up just being me and hanging out, doing my thing. And what I noticed was, you know, there was this window of time, we'll call it. And this window of time was one that I could lean into and do something unique and different. And so I was like, in this window of time, I want to spend some time with my daughter. Just me and her, you know. I have this belief that there is something that will come from these moments that are better for her future, having her father spend time with her solo. I can't guarantee this. I just have his gut, and I'll tell you why I think this. But I said, you know, I got this time. I'm not doing anything. Hey, Tatum, let's go for a scooter ride. And we have these electric scooters we got during the holidays. They're nice scooters. They're like the ones you'd get in the corner of, you know, a city street and ride around. Like, they're legit. they're cool scooters. And so we ended up, you know, getting on the scooters and we go for a ride. And I was just going to go around a block, but we actually went to the park nearby and then went down this trail and ended up like, hey, let's go to Pete's Coffee. So we shot down this nearby little outdoor area. It's a park surrounded by a bunch of stores, a cool little area, plaza, you know, we'll call it. And we sat down and we had breakfast, if you want to call it that. I had a little chai latte and I had a little breakfast sandwich and she had a little cinnamon roll. It was just, you know, us chatting, chilling, having a conversation about I don't even know what, just talking about life and things and people and, you know, and look at the surroundings, just time solo. And in those moments, I realized that there is something that I believe happens later on. Here's what I think happens with a father and their daughter. I think there's this magical moment in time when you have a future point, when she's dating, you know, maybe somebody that she's looking forward to bringing home. And I think there'll be a moment when she has to sit there and go, is this somebody I can bring to my father? More so because I think it's not just a fear of, will I get mad, but like, will this person that I respect the person I chose? Right, think about that. I want my daughter to have a great deal of respect for me, like because we have an actual relationship, not just because I'm her father, but we have conversations. I know who she is. She knows who I am, right? To where it's a friend, like it's a friend connection in that aspect, but really it's just someone she respects to where she wants to make sure she doesn't bring somebody around me that I wouldn't respect as well, that would diminish my respect in her. And while that seems so minute, right, that has a lot to do with who she'll choose to be with. I also think it has a layer that talks into her mind about what she should expect and appreciate in a man that chooses to put her as her, you know, as his girlfriend, as his wife, we'll call it. Because I think within these moments, when we think about them now, the future point is like, we want to avoid the craziness, right? She'd probably choose some schmuck at some point as part of the world, right? But the idea is like, there's these windows where I feel like there will be a time when she says, you know, this is a person I can bring home to mom and dad. And it's because she knows this person carries values similar to her, treats her in a certain way to where I'll look at him and go, yeah, you can have my daughter. You know, like, take her, marry her, that kind of thing. That's a future pace. But I think that the ability for her to choose the right person is going to come from the way that I spend time with her. Not just because I say, that's a bad guy, that's a annoying guy. I think it. You see so many movies and weird things like this take place, and I think it unfortunately happens to be the situation where most women choose somebody to piss their dad off because they're pissed off at their dad. And why would they be? Because their dad didn't spend time with them. Dad wasn't there. All he did was parent. He didn't connect. He didn't talk. He didn't do those things. Am I a perfect father? Absolutely not. This isn't like a every week thing, we go on the scooter rides. Not how it happens, but I do have conversations. I do talk to her genuinely. I have, you know, the ability to pull aside and just see her humanity. What are you doing? You're building roadblocks. She'll be in her little room building roadblocks. And hey, Dad, come look at my house. And like, cool, got a little house there. It's these little things that matter in the long run. And those are the things that I think society needs to lean into and spend more time focusing on for people. You know, focus on the people around you. And even if it's not a father-daughter relationship, right, there's friendship relationships that should operate very similarly. Spend time enough with somebody to where when they choose to bring somebody else around, you know that they're going to choose that person based on somewhat of your acceptance of that person, right? For me, it's like I want her to choose someone that she's going to be with for the rest of her life that will respect her, that will care for her. I may not fully like that person. That's okay. But at the end of the day, if she has a little bit of a thought in the back of her head that goes, is this the kind of guy my dad would respect? Is this the kind of guy my dad would, you know, be okay with me bringing home? Like, that is just a simple question. Even if it exists for 2 minutes in her head or a single second in her head, if that conversation happens, I think I've done the right job. I've done things the way I believe they should be done, which is at least let her know my soul, my heart, and let her questioning the people she's around based on the people that she sees that have high integrity, sees that care for her, right? That's what you want. You want to bring together great people. It'd be great to bring together someone that's a phenomenal partner with your amazing family, because then everybody can enjoy hanging out together. It's the best of all worlds, as opposed to, I miss my family, but I know my husband hates my dad, you know, like, or my dad hates my husband, like vice versa. There's these back and forth things, and I don't want that to be the case. And I think sometimes it's just a matter of how much time you spend with them. So if you have moments where you can pull aside and spend solo time with the people that matter most to you, I think you need to make sure you do that more often than not. Who knows how many opportunities you have, and who knows what that can turn into. There's no guarantees. There never can be or will be. But I do know there's got to be some piece of our psyche, our humanity, that ties to the idea that we want to bring good people together. And that will start with choosing a good person. So maybe every once in a while, you yourself find your own version of a scooter ride. You take it.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of Shift Starter Daily.
I looked in the mirror and thought, I'll show you one day, and I feel limitless.
Don't forget to rate, review, smash that subscribe, and share with friends so we can grow the Shift Starter community. To join the conversation with Anthony and other Shift Starters, follow at Anthony Trucks on all platforms or visit www.anthonytrucks.com. Until next time, own your shift, get shift started, and make shift happen.